Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. MONA is the acronym sometimes used to help us remember the interventions to consider for patients with acute coronary syndrome, or ACS. If the patient doesn't have a history of GI bleeding, a recent hemorrhagic stroke, or a known allergy to aspirin, we give that first, then consider morphine, oxygen, and nitroglycerin if appropriate. The medication nitroglycerin is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip or two a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app now, then listen to short 3 to 9 minute long episodes that cover a core ACLS topic at your convenience. For more free ACLS-related podcasts, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. Nitroglycerin is a vasodilator that affects peripheral blood vessels and coronary arteries. Dilation of the coronary arteries allows for more blood to flow to heart muscle, while the peripheral effects decrease the workload of the heart by reducing systemic vascular resistance and afterload, the pressure that the heart has to pump against to circulate blood. Because of its widespread dilation effects on blood vessels, nitro can quickly lower a patient's blood pressure, sometimes to the point of making a patient hypotensive. For this reason, we must assess a patient's vital signs before administration and only administer nitro if it's indicated and safe. Nitroglycerin is indicated for the initial management of ischemic chest pain in patients with a suspected MI. It may also be useful in patients with hypertension, CHF, and large anterior wall MIs. In the absence of these indications, use of nitrate should be carefully considered, especially when lower blood pressure could preclude the use of other medications shown to be effective in reducing morbidity and mortality, such as beta blockers and ACE inhibitors. Nitro is contraindicated for use in patients with hypotension as identified by a systolic blood pressure less than 90 or a history of taking PDE inhibitors, which are commonly used to treat erectile dysfunction, pulmonary hypertension, and BPH. Giving nitro to a patient taking a PDE inhibitor can result in a sudden and massive drop in blood pressure. Nitroglycerin should be used cautiously for patients with bradycardia or tachycardia, and use with extreme caution, if given at all, to patients having an inferior wall MI with right ventricular involvement. In the acute setting, nitro is usually given sublingual, either as a fast-dissolving tablet or a dose-metered spray. It can be repeated in 5-minute intervals if it's indicated and safe, to a total of 3 doses. Nitro is a medication that may be taken at home for the treatment of angina. Be sure to ask the patient if they've had any of their home medication and was it effective. Nitroglycerin begins to oxidize once the bottle is open and loses its potency over time. If a patient says they took some home nitro, ask them if it had the same effect that it usually does. Many patients will know because nitro has some common effects such as tingling under the tongue or a slight headache after use. If the patient's home medication didn't have the desired effect, it may be old, and administration of fresh nitro would be indicated. In some settings, nitroglycerin may also be administered as a drip for sustained control of blood pressure in hypertensive patients. We should avoid the use of long-acting topical preparations in the acute setting because absorption may be altered as the skin's blood flow changes during a cardiac infarction, and it can't be stopped once applied. It's important that we assess a patient's pain and vitals before administration of nitro to ensure that it's indicated and safe. We should reassess the patient a few minutes after administration to see if it's helped relieve the pain and how it's affected blood pressure. If you found today's review of nitro helpful, consider giving back via the link in the episode notes, or take a few seconds to share PASS ACLS with your friends and coworkers on LinkedIn or other social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.